Page 90. Woodstock. An unforgettable event in music history. Peace, love and understanding. But also drugs and rock and roll. 500,000 people attended the Woodstock Festival in August 1969.
In 1969, the Vietnam War was raging, and the United States had no plans to withdraw from Vietnam and stop fighting there. But the American people protested the war and wanted their soldiers to retreat. At that time, Michael Lang, a young New Yorker, started planning a music and art festival, Woodstock, to promote peace and love. It would be a 3-day event which would take place on a farm outside of New York. The flyers that were handed out advertised in bold letters, 3 days of peace and music. The background story of how the gigantic festival happened to take place in the small town of Bethel, New York, is told in the film Taking Woodstock, released in 2009 in time for Woodstock's 40th anniversary. The film is about the young man, Elliot Tibber, who, not realizing how large the festival would be, offered to host the event at his parents' motel and a neighbor's dairy farm. The plans to have the festival at another location had fallen through at the last minute, and Elliot felt that his town needed a music and art festival. However, the people in Bethel did not approve. They had been told by the organizers that 50,000 tickets had been sold, and they considered that way too many. They didn't want a hippie invasion to ruin their town. And they worried about what would happen if many more people came. People that hadn't bought tickets? Well, they'd been right to be worried. More people than expected did show up. The freeway was blocked all the way from New York to Bethel as 500,000, 500,000 people made their way to the festival. No longer did it matter if you had a ticket or not. The organizers had turned it into a free concert. Needless to say, there weren't enough toilets or food for 500,000 people. On top of that, the rain poured for 3 days, making the field where the event was held a muddy mess. But none of these things is what made Woodstock a memorable moment in history. It was an event of great importance, not only for the quality of the music, but as a demonstration against the war. 32 bands played while people slept, danced, and sang. Jimi Hendrix, The Who, Janis Joplin, The Grateful Dead, and Jefferson Airplane were just some of the celebrated performers on stage. Drugs were easily available and freely used. Given the large number of guests and the quantity of drugs used, the festival was still quite peaceful and accident-free. People who were there say it was a mythical experience, and people who missed out are still envious.